welcome to the fifth and final part of the Best Of series on Highland. Before we take a look at some of the biggest stories from the past year, let's recap on what we touched on in the opening four episodes. Ballyliffin and Donegal dazzled the world by hosting the Irish Open in July. Russell Knox was the winner after a playoff.
It's looking good again, it's looking good again. Oh, he's done it! I don't believe it!
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
Simon Alice, a championship director. John Farn, a general manager of Ballyliffin. First of all, Simon, what a way to finish a Rolex Series event here in Ballyliffin.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I think if you're writing the book on how to deliver a Rolex Series tournament at a venue with the right winner, in the right conditions, with the right everything, well, this is what we've just witnessed. We are over the moon. We're ready for pints. We're tired, but we are very happy.
It was an amazing atmosphere, John, at the end. We've seen Russell Knox with the putt and relegation play, yeah. And then to emulate that from further out with the same sort of line in front of so many people in the 18th. I suppose it's what you would have, the sort of finish you would have dreamed of having here.
Couldn't have written the script. It was amazing to do that twice from almost the same spot. You know, the odds are, I wouldn't like to hazard a guess, but a fantastic finish in front of a great crowd. Donegal really got behind us, and it was a fantastic day for the club, a fantastic week for the club. It's been an absolute pleasure to stage the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open here in Ballyliffin, and I think it has certainly put Donegal on the world stage in terms of a championship golf venue.
In Gaelic Games, Ulster titles would come to club and county in Donegal. The senior men lifted the Anglo-Celt Cup for the ninth time, beating Fermanagh in the final. And the women won the Ulster senior football titles for the first time back-to-back. Red Hughes lifted the club provincial junior crown with a win over Limavady, while Gweedore won the county's first Ulster senior club football title since 1975, beating Scotstown in the final.
We're happy, you know, it's a special feeling to win a provincial title with your club. You know, it's something that we've looked on for years and years, and you know, it was nearly something that you dreamt of. You know, you look on and you think that's a World Cup final. You'll never play in a World Cup final, and that's how we viewed Ulster finals. And you know, that's to be sitting here and just winning one, medal in the back pocket now, and to be heading into Carfitt in a few weeks, it's kind of surreal. But you know, in fairness to the younger lads, you know, I can't give them enough credit. We just piggybacked off them. You know, we use their experience and all that, but it's all to do with them. They brought the drive, they brought the ambition. They were never happy at winning the county championship, and you know, that was the difference. You know, we won a county championship in 2006, and you know, that was us. We're happy. These young boys drove it on, and they weren't happy at all. So listen, it's a nice feeling, you know.
Finn Harps bounced straight back to the top flight of Irish football by gaining promotion to the Premier Division after a playoff win over Limerick.
It's a great night, you know, it's a good achievement for a bunch of lads in there, you know, that get everything, especially since the break in June. You know, they decided to go and try and get something over the season, and they did, and they ended up getting promoted here tonight.
Harps win possession back, and that's a great ball from John Kavanagh. Nathan Boyle racing into the box, shot comes in from Nathan Boyle, and Nathan Boyle has found the bottom corner at the back of the net, and Phil Harps, Declan Boyle, are going back into the Premier.
Oh, what a goal, brilliant, superb. And then the run from Nathan Boyle, he came short, and then he went long. John was on the right-hand side, the right fullback, played it in behind the defender. Nathan Boyle's movement, he lost the defender, ran into that channel, still had a lot to do, cute angle, and he just pinged it straight across the goalkeeper into the far side. Looks like Harps are back in the Premier League. Happy days.
Well, happy days. The fans behind the nets are on their feet, they're waving their blue and white scarves.
While in motorsport, Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett were crowned champions again of the Donegal International Rally for a magic third year in a row.
Let's go, Mr. Kelly. Go. 170. Long, absolute, two left.
Need... came into this rally and did a lot of prep and massive effort with the team again. And, you know, it's a mammoth battle, like, and we're very lucky that it worked out for us. And that's unbelievable. It's out of our wildest dreams, I think, and we're delighted.
It's hard to believe, what a driver, really. Yeah. It's hard to put it in words.
What a navigator, too. You played your part, too.
I know, but that's easy job, watching. He's an unbelievable driver, but it's kind of getting emotional now.
That was Donal Bart, Manus Kelly, finishing up our piece where we briefly look back on the four episodes that we've already aired in the Best Of series. And if you missed them, you can, of course, go to the website, HeinenRadio.com, and check out the sport and playback sections. They are there if you want to listen back to the opening four episodes. But here, in episode five, the fifth and final installment of the Best Of series, I am joined in studio by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal, and, of course, two men who feature regularly on Highland in the sports team. They're Chris Ashmore and Jeremy Doherty. Gentlemen, you're welcome to the studio this afternoon.
Afternoon.
Hey, Oisin.
As we recap on 2018, and I suppose, first of all, Chris, just touching on those highlights, it's been an exceptional year, so it has, particularly for them four topics and those involved in it.
Absolutely, a year of some great highs, and it's only when you listen back to them and you get a taste of the passion that was there for all involved and then the supporters of so many of those big events. And when you look at a year, you sometimes forget at times just how great those events are. And it's great to have them on record. I'm sure as part of this series, when we've had people listening in, it brings back many a fond memory. And programs like this, that's exactly what they do.
Yeah, because there were so many highlights during the year, weren't there? I mean, you look at it, that's just a taste of what went on. The Gaelic Games, the soccer in terms of Finn Harps, the rally in there. You can hear the passion in Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett when they were speaking after another fantastic victory.
And of course, worth mentioning that, you know, you can't give every sport and everybody's success the same prominence, but it's the big ones that stand out and the ones that we all have and the sort of the common denominator.
And of course, adding in Ballyliffin, I mean, Ballyliffin was just one of those exceptional weeks and exceptional times and Donegal sport, and everybody's so exhilarated by every aspect of it. And Donegal, the county itself came out of it so well. And you know, if Ballyliffin closed down tomorrow, they could live very happily ever after, because they've done a bloody great job.
Yeah, it was a great week in July. It's the Irish Open in Ballyliffin. So let's move on then to some of the other big stories. And Patsy, we're going to start with athletics, and no doubt the big story in the Northwest from the athletics world was that of Summer Leckie. And back in July as well, in the middle of July, Sunday the 15th? That's a date that Summer Leckie and Fun Valley Athletic Club will treasure forever. She claimed a brilliant silver medal in the World Under 20 Championships in Helsinki. It was a remarkable performance by her, Patsy.
Yes, indeed. I mean, a young athlete who came on the scene at 7 years of age into the primary school's athletics, and just such a thrill to see her develop to that point. And such an exciting morning and such an exciting day, and even indeed the qualification. And it just indicated quite clearly that it is possible out of Donegal in a technical event to become world class. And obviously so many aspects to the jigsaw that makes an athlete of that caliber. But at 18 years of age, a 190 jump is massive global jumping. And you know, Ireland prior to that, only one other silver medal, indeed in the high jump as well in Lisbon. I was there with that athlete, and back in 94. So it was just exhilarating performance.
Yeah, super performance by Summer Leckie. He was obviously excited after the jump on that day in Finland.
At the time, I didn't know if I was silver or bronze. I was just like so over the moon. I jumped a PB of 190, because my PB before that was 186, so I knew I could jump it, but I didn't know I would jump it here. So I was just over the moon at the minute. I just can't put into words how excited I am. It's just mental, and I was so close to 192 as well, but I'll leave that another day and I'll take my silver medal and run with it. Means a lot. My coach especially, Niall Wilkinson, and everybody else at home, they know who they are to thank. So I'd like to thank Team Ireland as well, for I was the last on today, so all my teammates respect me well, and turned up as best shape as I could, so I want to thank everybody.
Absolutely a brilliant performance. Summer came into the championships with a PB of 1 meter 86 centimeters, and he started the competition today at 178 and then went on up to 183 and went to 187. She failed her first attempt at 187 and she got over the second time. And her jumping order, she was the first to jump. She came in at 190 and cleared it and put her right into the frame. There was only three athletes cleared 190 and she was the second best of them because she had the failure at 187, but she still got a silver medal at the World Championships. And as I say, over the years, we've only had four, Ireland has only had four silver medals at World Championships, junior championship level, and Summer's been the most recent one of them. So it's been fantastic, and personally speaking, it's been a proud day for me as a Finn Valley member, but also as being the team manager on a trip like this, that a Finn Valley girl would won a World Championship medal. It's fantastic.
Summer, you've done Finn Valley proud, you've done Donegal proud, you've done Ireland proud. What's it like walking through those doors and to come back to such a welcome after a World Championships?
Yeah, it's unbelievable, the sport Finn Valley had, and also my family and friends. It's just overwhelming. I wasn't looking at medals coming in here, I just wanted to focus on myself and see what I could do in the big stage. And I knew I could jump 190, but I didn't know when it would happen, so I think it just happened at the perfect time.
Well, perfect time it was for Summer Leckie, winning that medal and that piece you heard from Summer at the homecoming. Before that, Neil Martin, of course from Finn Valley, who was the team manager for the event in Helsinki. And Summer just moments after winning that silver, where she spoke to reporters on the track at Helsinki in Finland. Big, big year for Summer Leckie because she was also at the Commonwealth Games in Australia. She won the national indoor title back in February. She won an event in Belgium and then she rounded the year off by being named the Under 20 Athlete of the Year. You couldn't really ask for much more at such a young age, could you, Patsy?
No, not exactly. And, you could say that going to the Commonwealth Games, to the Youth Commonwealth Games last season, was a positive experience, and where she won and broke the record. And, you know, very, 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 very clear as well that, you know, no matter where she goes in the world, she deals with it and she performs. Yeah. And, you know, that's the key element to it all. So performing when you need to perform, and she certainly does that.
Yeah, Patsy, and the fact that Summer was at the Commonwealth Games in Australia this year as well, remember, she's still only 17. How would you rank the achievements that she had this year? You know, would you say that was as big an achievement as medalling at the World Under 20? Or,
well, they're different stories, really. But I mean, I would say you would hope first of all that you have to remember first of all that Summer Leckie is eligible for the World Junior Championships in 2 years' time, so her age is really on her side. But going to the Commonwealth Games Senior Championships, the experience and the period away from home and the period, you know, in that environment has to be an unbelievable learning experience for her in terms of performing, and she did extremely well. So, but I would then coming back at a different time of the year. I must underline that, and competing at the world medal is what will be nicked down to her when her career is all added up. You know, medals, it's about a medal. And she got that medal in the World Juniors. So the answer to the question, I suppose, Jeremy, is, in my opinion, the World Junior Championships, because she is a developing athlete.
Yeah.
Just staying on Commonwealth Games, Dempsey McGuigan was there as well. He finished fifth in the hammer this year. Rafoe's Rachel Dara won her match in the round of 64 in the badminton front, but then lost out in the following match against a Malaysian opponent. There was disappointment for Letterkenny's Stephen McMonagall. He was at the Commonwealth Games as well in the boxing front, just missing out on a bronze medal, losing to New Zealander Patrick Malata. So there was a good Northwest representation at those games, so there was, Patsy.
Yes, indeed there was, and that's always important for us around here because, you know, it keeps the, and it's in a variety of sports, and that says something about the sport and the involvement in sport in the area. So well done to each and every one of them, and, you know, no doubt they're planning for the season ahead, and we'll see how that goes for them. So, yes, Commonwealth Games, major games, a major opportunity for them.
Indoors wise, it wasn't a bad year either for the Northwest athletes. Good to see Carl Griffin back. He won the indoor games 800 metres back in February, and then he followed that finish in second at the National Indoor Championships behind Mark English, who won yet another title in the 800 metres. Letterkenny AC's Danny Mooney won the 1500 national title event in a good time, and Finn Valley's John Kelly won the silver in the shot put at the National Indoor. So at that time of the year, Chris, it wasn't bad for Northwest competitors ahead of the outdoor season.
Absolutely, and you mentioned there obviously the Kellys, Dempsey McGuigan, young Brendan O'Donnell from Lifford, and it's, you know, it's not just the track, it's the field events, and it's great to see such a spread of athletes doing so well, which augurs well for the future.
Yes, indeed, and you know, yeah, then coming back, jumping onto the outdoors, Chris, I mean, you make a point about technical events, which they are, and the climate doesn't really help us along here, and the fact that Kelly McGrory was doing extremely well over 400 meter hurdles as well, you know, in the outdoor champ and the outdoor under 23s and stuff, and you know, that has to be very positive. So, you know, we are developing the sport outwards from what was originally a sport in Donegal. A lot of it was right about cross country and road running, you know.
It's your Connells, Kieran O'Callaghan, who's a teammate of Kelly McGrory, also medalled at those under 23 and junior championships in Tullamore, as did Letterkenny's Niamh Kelly. Both O'Callaghan and Kelly got silver medals in the respected events, which were the triple jump and the 5,000 metres. On the national outdoor front at Santry, a fifth successive title for Mark English. I suppose on the world stage, things didn't go his way in 2018, Patsy, but he was back to successfully defend that 800 metre title fifth year in a row.
Yes, indeed he was, and you know, let's not take it away from him. I mean, he really does perform when it comes to the national championships, and with you know, very little racing going into the championships, he deals very, very well with that, and you know, that's difficult to do, and it just really has to be put down to him in a big way. So well done to Mark English, and you know, that's a fair achievement, you know, five national titles, so, you know, brilliant. And then of course Mark went on to compete, as did Brenton Boyce, in the European Championships later in Berlin in the year. So I mean, we're lucky in Donegal that we have people at that level, you know.
Yeah, and there's still a few more of those nationals that done well. Letterkenny's Darren McBurtie's silver medal in the 1500 metres. It wasn't a bad period for him, because Darren also won an 800 metre event in London at the British Miters Club meet at Suffolk Park in South East London. So he medalled at a couple of events and done well. Geraldine Stewart in the Masters shot took silver for Cheer Connell. The likes of Kelly McGrory took silver in the 400 metre hurdles in Santry, and once again, one of the Kelly brothers, this time James, took a bronze medal in the shot at the National Championships outdoor. We were talking about a girl beforehand, Chris, Katrina Jennings of Letterkenny AC, and a lady that Patsy had out at one of the Olympic Games, and she broke her own Irish record in the National 50 kilometre championship race, which was held in Kildare, and she also won the National Half Marathon Championships in Dublin, and was the second home at the overall, in the Irish category at the Dublin Marathon. So it's been a busy year, but one of the standout things for you was Katrina Jennings in Africa.
Yes, she's been in the Ethiopian Marathon. There's a charity, Orbis Ireland, and along with a number of other runners, they've raised over €1 million, but just seen some of the photographs of her out in Ethiopia on a pretty hot day, and a totally different world, you know. But again, she's had a super year and an inspiration to many.
Yeah, and again, her always performs as well, Patsy. You know,
she came back from her experience at the Olympic Games, and she was out of the sport for a bit. Tried the rowing for a bit, that didn't work, and now she's back being competitive, and that's difficult to do. And you know, when you go and you come and you go and you're back again and you're competitive, it's a big plus for her. So well done to her. She had a good season. She really had a good season. And she was, you know, part of Letterkenny teams that were doing well as well, and throughout the country. So it was a big plus for him. Before we leave an earlier story, you know, Darren McBurtie came back from zero. You know, I mean, he had been gone out of the sport, and he came back for that 1500 metres at the National Championships. And that was a big run for him in Santry that day. So well done to him. And the other aspect of the sport that has been very successful, both indoors and outdoors, and indeed at European and World Masters level, is our master athletes. We have a lot of athletes that have previous been senior athletes and did extremely well for the county, and nationally and indoor and outdoor this year, they did extremely well once again.
Yeah, those athletes would be Brian O'Donnell, a member of the Finn Valley AC, who won an individual silver medal at the 30k walk event in the European Masters Championship in Spain. Letterkenny AC's Kieran Doherty won bronze in the men's 40 over 40 category in the 3000 steeplechase at those World Masters Track and Field Championships in Malaga. Also in Malaga, Finn Valley's Noreen Boner and Gloria Donaghy representing Ireland won silver medals in the over 55 half marathon category. So some excellent performances there by the Master athletes that Patsy just referred to. Cross country wise, Patsy, there was a couple of standout performances over the last number of weeks and months as well by Donegal competitors.
Well, there was, and just before we jump onto that, I mean, Sinead McConnell and the World Masters had a brilliant championship, 5K, 10K, new records, new PBs, bronze medals in both the 5 and 10K, so that was a big plus from the World Masters in Malaga for her, the Castlefin athlete, so well done to her. Yes, cross country, we mentioned Katrina Jennings, she was part of that Donegal team, along with Anne-Marie McGlynn and Teresa Doherty and Nikita Burke, was it? Yes, Nikita Burke. And that's the fifth, only the fifth time in history that Donegal have won the National Inter-County. And that's always something to be celebrated. And that was a strong team, and they did well. And, you know, in the old days, it used to be difficult to win that, and Donegal did win it. But Dublin and Cork were always hard to overcome. So it's worth noting in a big, big way that those four girls were able to achieve that.
How big a performance was it by Anne-Marie McGlynn of Letterkenny in November at the National Senior Cross Countries, Patsy?
Well, it was a big performance, but she, you know, she's a girl that gives it everything, and she's trained her everything that she does in preparation, and indeed performance is brilliant. And you know, all right, the team didn't do all that well when they got out to Europe, but nobody expected that they would. But for her personally, she keeps on writing the script and doing well. So well done to Anne-Marie McGlynn.
Okay, just before we leave athletics, we have to mention Teresa McDade as well, who has been part of Irish teams and championship events and continues to play a leading role under Athletics Ireland. Of course, she was appointed to one of the big jobs in the latter part of the year as well. But Teresa very much involved with Athletics Ireland and teams now on an international stage. Before we leave athletics, any of you guys got any other highlights to hit me with, Dermot?
You mentioned there Teresa McDade, you know, Oisin and no more than Patsy, the contribution that Teresa makes at a local level and with her own club and at all levels, not just senior level, and those athletes that are making their mark on the national stage. Teresa puts the effort in as well at training at underage, you know, with the kids, which is you know, so admirable. And listen, I mean, I often wonder as well about the passion and the commitment of these individual athletes. And Patsy touched on the success of that Donegal senior women's team. And it probably was only a few weeks earlier that those same athletes were coming up against each other in the Donegal cross country championships, men's and women's, and the, you know, the battle for medals in those races once again this year. I think, Patsy, that went right down to the wire and who was going to win. And then a couple of weeks later, they're running together for Donegal. So it's an amazing sport. You know, they park up that you know, the fact that they were competing against each other. They're competing for each other and for the same team a couple of weeks later.